Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Caitlin Clark, of course, went number one overall. It was such a great night to watch her get up there. She's going to the Indiana Fever. They've already sold out games. She had the highest ratings. Her teams and the Final Four had the highest ratings, higher than the World Series, higher than the NBA. So I was like, oh, what's she going to get paid? Because finally, you know, you can get a real paycheck. And then I saw it, and I was like, this can't be right. Because this is what it is. In the first year, Caitlin Clark will earn $76,535. So this is what the number one player who's now at the WNBA, who's already filling stadiums, and they know it,
right,
because they're already selling out.
And had better ratings in the Final Four.
Right. And I understand people are going to tell me about math.
We understand the WNBA didn't.
Yeah. I don't care about math right
okay,
now.
Okay, now please
I
tell us what a man who's the number one draft pick gets
the
paid.
The number one draft pick in the NBA.
Yes.
A number one draft pick, you know, first year, $10 million. $10 million, $76,000.
Yeah, that...
By the way, this is like picking at an old scab for many women.
What's happening with you?
Here,
what's happening?
Sitting for many years next to Coen.
So that's Hoda. We referenced that earlier when it comes to Caitlin Clark and the pay disparity. And so bunch of interesting text messages on this topic on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And 217 text that says, the reason for the pay disparity here is revenue, not gender. And I think that Hoda... I don't know. I don't think you said this.
I agree
this,
with
but
that. It's not gender. It's the fact.
But what Hoda's saying to women, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of women look at this and they feel it in their day-to-day lives and their jobs that are not televised. You know, a sales job, any type of job, that there is a pay gap, a wage gap between men and women. And so I think that's why it's such a hot topic right now, a hot button topic, because a lot of women are seeing it and using this example to speak up about what they're going through in their, you know, normal life. I think it lands on deaf ears. But
another texter says, as usual, Wiggy is an idiot. I don't agree with that. But you can get tickets for $25 to see the Indiana Fever at home.
Uh-huh.
And I am a 40-year-old man,
yep,
reading this text message,
mm-hmm,
who just bought tickets for both away games at Mohegan, mm-hmm, because I want to go see her play.
Okay.
And the tickets for Mohegan with her playing are already up to $100 already, right, secondary market.
My point was, what do you think the biggest fan base would be that would move the needle for women's basketball, the WNBA? Would it be the 40-year-old man who's going to the you know, couple of games he wants to go to,
uh-huh,
or the thousands of women who don't show up to go to games? So that's the thing. Women don't support women's sports as fans. So they don't go to these games. They don't support them.
They support women's soccer.
But even like...
No, they not professionally.
Not professionally. They support women's soccer when it comes to like the World Cup and those type of things. But if you look at the... What's the women's soccer league called?
That's the point. We don't know it.
Right.
NWSL?
Right. Yeah. So then women are not going there to support women sports to say, okay, we're moving the needle. We're viewers. We're selling out these arenas. Like, you know, well, as
you can't
fan base.
To play devil's advocate, you can't deny that the viewership was way up when it came to the NCAA tournament on the women's side.
I said that. I could name 10 college female basketball players. I could name maybe two guys players.
We should go to this game when she plays. We should do a road trip.
Yeah.
We should do a road show and try to get her on at Mohegan.
I think that'd be great. But also, Wiggy has a very good point that maybe we need to figure out a better season for them to play.
Yeah, get it out of the summer. Put them there in the wintertime with the men's. Imagine you don't want to watch a women's game on a Monday night.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that. And that's something that they could do.
This is Jerry from Framingham. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Craig. How are you this morning?
What's up?
I am so envious of your Bermuda trip. I have been going to Bermuda since I got married in 85. Been going back every other year. You are going to have a blast.
Also,
are going to have a blast.
We will have two shows down there, and show starts at 7 a.m. in Bermuda, not 6 a.m. because of the time change.
And on the marriage thing, Jeff and Terry are celebrating their 25th anniversary today. I met Jeff and his wife at several of our events, especially opening day a couple years ago at Fenway Johnny's.
Oh.
He sent me a DM, so congratulations.
Oh.
25 years of marital bliss.
25 years.
Go ahead, Jerry. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Courtney, can I bend your ear for a moment?
I would love that.
This nonsense, which absolutely goes up my backside a mile, is only going to stop when reasonably intelligent women present the argument in such a manner that other women will accept it. If they don't understand that the WNBA on its own doesn't exist, it can't stand alone. And it's the same argument with the women's soccer team. They're pay is directly related not to their ability, but to the amount of people they put in the seats and the revenue that generates. So you can't pay her $10 million a year for the first 5 years of her contract because they don't have it.
I think we just talked about that. My idea was if the NBA does indeed want to grow the WNBA, then maybe they give a little bit more money for Caitlin Clark to be paid a little bit more. I'm not asking.
They would invest in her. And pay her more and hope that it pays off.
Right.
Yeah, well, how do other players look at that?
Well, I think a lot of other players.
Jackie Young, she's the highest paid WNBA player now.
Also, I love the story about, and forgive me on the names because I'm ignorant, the teammate of hers who went to watch her in the draft, mm-hmm, and then suddenly she was drafted to play for a team while she was there watching.
Yeah. And they were originally going to have her like in the nosebleeds, yeah, I think. And then Holly during the broadcast said, yeah, I said to them, we got to bring her down. She's going to go.
Right.
So
that's what's going to happen when the Patriots draft. They're going to draft some dude who's there watching.
Is that like what Cole Strange is saying?
Like
he was just hanging out?
Quarterback just from Bentley?
Hanging out down there.
But Robert Kraft loves this conversation.
But don't you think, Courtney, because like we asked you, like, don't you think it's about the women fans supporting these women's sports leagues that would then maybe potentially drive more revenue there. It would allow them to go to games more. That's like the biggest problem because, you know, college women's basketball, there's been a ton of basketball players that have been great at the college level. And the problem is once they get to the WNBA, they lose, and this is what I said, they lose the momentum of the men's tournament to kind of keep eyeballs there. That's why I said you got to get the women out of the summertime and put them during with the NBA.
And not to paint with a broad brush, Courtney, but it has been what I have seen and what I have heard from females in sports media or any business, that oftentimes the women are the harshest to other women.
Yeah.
And that this is an opportunity, instead of getting mad at the patriarchy or whatever, and I'm not saying you are, but Hoda and whoever else, like, this is a great opportunity to support it because Caitlin Clark, the level of play is awesome. I watched far more of the women's tournament this year than I did of the men's, and it wasn't because of, like, oh, I should check this out. It was the product was great.
But why doesn't that translate?
Well, because you need to form, A, they have the advantage over men's in that the women are there for 3 to 4 years, so there is time for the Angel Reese-Caitlin Clark rivalry to sort of build and grow
character
organically. You have the coaches. Kim Mulkey is someone that was fighting the Washington Post, crossover news stories with her.
But wouldn't that rivalry theoretically translate to the WNBA since both of them are going to play?
So I thought the best point Courtney and others made was, or maybe, I don't know who it was, but maybe it was, I thought it was Courtney, but the Magic Bird 80s rivalry that really saved the NBA in the early 80s was like the WNBA right now in that the games weren't on primetime. A lot of the games were on tape delay. Magic and Bird really are responsible for the modern NBA because there was a huge following at Indiana State and Michigan State that bled into it. And I think there's the opportunity here, but it's going to require a massive amount of people that don't currently support female sports as women to engage.
And you got to get the men's attention, right? So if the men are like, okay, I'm betting on a bracket, I'm watching men's college basketball, I'm watching March Madness, you know what, I see all this stuff going on with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I'm gonna gear my attention over there. The problem is the men, when we're focused on the NBA, the WNBA, they ain't doing anything. Mm-hmm. So now when they come around in the summertime, we're kind of like, all right, when's football season start?
Yeah. All right, well, it's interesting.
Very.
And we will continue to discuss that with you. And here is Courtney, who should be paid a lot more, I feel like.
Oh, stop it.
Based on her performance.
You could say that coming up.
Here she is.
He's like Robert
Kraft. Put that
Kraft
in writing.
He's like a Kraft.
Put that in writing.
I have no say. I would like to. I have no say in what anybody.
Greg has morphed into Hoda.
As soon as it came out of his mouth,
I have nothing to do with that.
It's above my pay grade.
I have nothing to do with
you
that.
You told me that Ken works for you.
Ken is the bland manager. He's the boss. He tells me when to jump, and I jump. I don't get very far off the ground, though.
Well, Wiggy asks how high.
do what you got to do, Courtney.
All right, here she is with what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox scored 5 runs in the 6th inning to erase a 5-1 deficit. Take the lead against the Guardians last night, but Kenley Jansen blew the save in the 9th. Cleveland took it in the 11th with 3 off Josh Winkowski. Final score 10-7. Garrett Whitlock and Rafael Devers both left the game with injuries. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show, and then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Bruins, they listened to Wiggy. They fall in the season finale 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They'll now have the Maple Leafs in the first round. That kicks off on Saturday. And we have a game to pay attention to in the NBA tonight. The Sixers will host the Miami Heat in a battle for the number 7 seed. Tip is at 7. The loser of this game will then host either the Atlanta Hawks or the Chicago Bulls on Friday night. The winner of that matchup getting Boston. And it's time to find out who is in timeout today.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I think I could speak for most if you believe the Seth Wickersham article that Robert Kraft is in timeout.
Amen.
For me.
That's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Any other ones?
I'm going to put Alex Cora in timeout. I'm going to put him in timeout because I think he needs to do more with this baseball team when it comes to being a manager in the sense of what they're doing, the mistakes that they're making on the field, right? So if you don't want to give them the fielding mistakes, the base running mistakes, or guys not knowing the situations, like, that has to at least be on the manager.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in for Curtis here and say Jim Montgomery. Make a decision on your goalies now before it gets too late.
Good one.
Okay. We talked about it earlier, but I would like to throw LeBron James in there.
All right.
For whining about never being named the defensive player of the year in the NBA when you don't play a lot of defense. So that's who I have in timeout today.
All right. I like it. And that was brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com. And all-natural chicken is full of flavor. And right now on sale. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, get value pack all-natural boneless chicken breasts or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And at Shaw's, you can grab yourself some really delectable Drake's Cakes brand new Boston Cream Yodels. Those things will make you scream.
Do you get paid per yodel?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm a millionaire. 49 degrees and sunny, afternoon high 56.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When it comes to the anger over gender pay disparity, I think it started there.
Oh, yeah.
With that movie.
Yeah, that's like the original.
Dolly and her friends, yep. They worked for the mean Dabney Coleman mm-hmm. character, and they kidnapped them. And
long
they
time ago.
Wanted to take the business over. They yeah. didn't get promoted because they were yeah. women, and that's where the whole thing started.
We're more than boobs and a smile.
Right. It can and
save that.
We are maybe learning when it comes to Caitlin Clark that we're no better. Years later.
Is there anybody else that finds it a little off-putting that Jenna Bush Hager was complaining about opportunity? I mean, when your dad's the president.
I love Jenna Bush Hager on that show.
I know. I'm just saying, when your dad's the president of the United States, you kind of have open doors.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to complain about.
This is Carl from Westfield. Hey, Carl.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
It's funny listening to your comments. Everyone's opinion is based upon their perspective and view. And the reality is, I have to go at Wiggy on this one, which is shocking. And the facts are very simple. It's called demographics and revenue and income sharing, which now through the internet is around the world. And the fact that you have Hoda and them complaining about a rookie at $75,000 who's designed to protect the senior person who's 4 or 5 years at $10 million, you're comparing two opposite extremes and then calling women's rights violations, which is an interesting spin. And the reality is also quite simple. You know, I joked about how we don't always speak the most honest things in a partition awards culture. And, you know, I was very simple when I said seeing what Caitlin Clark did, it really increased my interest because the way and the amount of times they can get that ball in is just fascinating. Mm-hmm. And it does make a difference on the viewing. And I started watching it. And, of course, they said, you know, the Megalomites, she's not even going to go first. She'll go fourth or fifth. And now Wiggy said, you won't know her in 3 years. I guarantee you what she did and the memories that they created, that's in permanent installation. And what she did is, like you said, with Magic and Bird, this is a major increase because the Detroit dummies beating each other up ruined the NBA and they brought it back. She's going to bring up women's basketball.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. And if she does, at some point, she will. I'm assuming she will be of significant value to the WNBA. If their revenue increases, I think their revenue is around $200 million. In total, and the NBA revenue is $10 billion. Right. So I would assume that she would have some leverage at some point if that happens. We'll find out when it comes to women's college basketball next season if there's a lasting Caitlin Clark effect. And guys can't wait. Men can't wait to watch the women.
I mean, I think that's we'll miss her in college basketball because it's about the drama, right? We won't have that. She'll go to the W.
See, for you, it was about the drama.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was about the fact that she was just an unbelievable basketball player.
But she was an unbelievable basketball player her freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, I had zero interest in women's college basketball then.
Until the drama happened.
It wasn't till the drama. It was till.
Till what?
The exact moment was on this program when Courtney said she was about to become the highest scoring college basketball player, male or female, ever. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, but she did that this year.
I understand.
You weren't into it last year.
No.
Oh, okay.
The drama brought me in.
We talked about the drama was like reality trash TV. Like, yeah, I was somewhat into that and whatever. But I didn't make me sit down and watch a women's basketball game like it made me do this year. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, the drama brought me in the sense of, I mean, I've always been a fan of the game. I remember Arizona a couple years. I remember Stanford. I mean, I go back to even like Dawn Staley when she played at Virginia. But I think that the biggest thing that really moved the needle was the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark stuff, all that stuff that happened. And then she was a great basketball player. And then she started doing things that you didn't see in college basketball where she was hawking up shots. She was like the Steph Curry of college basketball, and we were watching her from the drama and now seeing her play and what she could do. We're like, wow, this is pretty impressive.
The good thing is that you already have a star that's emerged for next season with Paige at UConn, and the way that she's marketing herself, whether it's on social media or being at the WNBA draft, and you know, there's memes that have come out about her. She's this gorgeous, you know, athlete.
What's her name?
Paige Buchers.
Paige Buchers.
Yeah.
Okay. Beckers.
Girl from UConn?
Like it's B-U-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she, that's going to be the woman that takes the spotlight.
But even her, though, because you're into the drama kind of like I am. But even like looking at next year, going into it, like where is the interesting part of it? Like where is that? Like, you know, because Paige, she's been hurt a couple years and, you know, she doesn't have the type of game that Caitlin Clark has. I know there was some young girls from South Carolina that are really good players, but there's the Juju Watkins who plays at USC. But where's like next year you're going, oh, I can't wait for women's college, but it's like not there, like already. I mean, I could be wrong about it.
For next season, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I actually think that there is a lot
of... Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I felt like the drama, that's what really brought us there. And let's see what... In the WNBA, she's going to have a giant bullseye on her back.
Curtis, what's the matter?
What?
What's the matter?
I didn't
He's
say
laughing because I said Bukers instead
no,
of Beckers.
No, not at all. I was not laughing at all. I am not laughing at you at all. I don't think you're someone to laugh at, and I wasn't even thinking about that.
I'll tell you what. She's going to come in
I just have heard this conversation, not specifically. Like, soccer's the sport of the future, and it always will be. Lacrosse is up and coming. Everybody's golfing, so everybody's watching golf. Nope, people's behaviors really don't change.
I think she's going to come in there and stuff one of those Boston cream yodels right down your throat.
I literally wasn't thinking about anything.
I could just have a conversation with people and go back at them without being mad. Yes. We can hug after. I know you don't want to hug. But
I've never talked so much about WNBA before, and it is fascinating how the phone lines light up when you bring up Caitlin Clark.
Well, because it's a different, it's a broader argument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to say anything offensive. It's about it's a pay disparity thing, and it's an argument about if a woman is doing the same job as a man, should she automatically be paid the same amount? I think that you should pay whoever the most talented person is that leads to your whatever industry you're in that leads to the most revenue, that's the person who should be paid the most.
And I think it's offensive that Paige Spryniak can hit a driver and make $1 million. Shyam does it and you just get laughed at. I mean, I don't know why Shyam can't hawk product on Instagram the way Paige can.
Because Shyam don't have a...
She's the sponsor of X Golf.
Yes,
she does make... She makes more, theoretically, on Instagram or would make more on OnlyFans than...
It's very easy on the eyes.
Than we would. That's not fair, is what Chris is saying.
Sorry, give me a year.
Talk about that, Hoda. Let's get that on the fourth hour.
That is true. I think
it's very difficult to be a male in 2024.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's difficult.
But you have to say, though.
Sometimes you're throwing a picture up on Snapchat, and you're not ready for the picture to be taken.
A lot of things weren't ready.
And boom, everybody's like, wait a second, don't you play for the Patriots? What's going on over here? Like, I mean, that's... That
but I don't really buy into that because women make...
Are you saying Juju came up short?
Yes, he did. Women make way...
Also, Brees never went and took that four spot in the foursome yesterday at Granite Lakes.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, missed opportunity. It?
That's a wild thing for any golf course. Like, the fact that their names are just out there...
Well,
with
that's how
open...
you do it.
I know, I understand. I just think if it's... Did we say the names?
Yesterday, Brees sent us a text of the tee sheet at Granite Links, and there was a spot in a 220 foursome, and it was Bailey's. The other three names were Bailey Zappi, Hunter Henry, and
Bryce Behringer,
the punter. Yeah, but they needed a fourth.
I think you put aliases in those three spots.
You would if you were them.
Yeah, Zappi, you want some random super fan joining your foursome, and you have 18 holes with them.
I wonder if they ended up getting like Derek the Steelers fan or something as their fourth,
in that or Dakota.
Oh, like, God.
Can you not find a fourth guy to play?
I know. If you're Hunter Henry and Bailey Zappi, can you not get a fourth?
Right. And do you need a fourth?
Well, yeah, you want to fill it. I mean, you could jump right in if you wanted.
But I mean, aren't you going out there and, like, if it's three of you guys, what do you need another person for?
Brees would actually have been a perfect fit for that group, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, he wouldn't be a hardo, he'd just try to get along.
Yeah. Here's Tony from Rhode Island. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
I was just curious. I wanted your opinion and thought on this and the whole Caitlin Clark thing. For me, I think it was a missed opportunity, her passing on the whole big three contract offer where Ice Cube was offering $5 million and was still going to allow her to play in the WNBA. I think if she had taken down that route, obviously she would have been making more money. And quite honestly, if she had balled out, in the big three, I definitely think it would have definitely brought a lot more attention and it definitely would have brought women's basketball even more furthermore to the forefront.
I don't know why she didn't take that $5 million deal. I don't think it diminishes what she would have done.
No, but they talked about this on Gilbert Arenas' podcast with a couple guys that played in Big Three. They would have went after
one of Curtis's favorite podcasts.
I love Gilbert.
We need more podcasts. Hey, Gilbert
Arenas. He's the man in the arenas.
He's pretty good, though. But the problem was...
How do you have time for all the stuff that you watch?
I mean...
It is amazing.
It's out there.
You watch like 18 trash reality TV shows
right?
a day.
Yeah, reality TV, podcasts. Gilbert, I mean, I'm deep into the Drake... Beef with Rick Ross and Kendrick Lamar.
That diss track was fire.
Oh, yeah.
Really? What's going on with that?
Drake's diss track.
Drake's cakes, delicious. Make yodels. Boston cream, brand new. Grab them.
What happened?
It's a whole thing. It originally started out with Drake and J. Cole, and then it morphed into Kendrick Lamar. There was a whole big thing, Greg.
Now he's mad at The Weeknd, too. Didn't they do a whole like album together?
How do you hate The Weeknd? It's great.
Hey, listen, don't come for Drake. Drake ain't playing.
Does this involve P. Diddum?
No Diddy involved in this. But
Diddy, what's his name? I said Diddum.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
The problem with her in the Big Three is going to be similar to what she gets in the WNBA. The guys are going to be coming for her because you can't get cooked if you're a former NBA player by a woman who's playing in your league. Like, when she goes to play in the WNBA, you don't think she's got a massive bullseye on her back about how? So can you imagine her playing in a man's league, even though it's 3-on-3?
That'd be great.
It would be, but
I think that Caitlin
what if they're
Clark,
too aggressive?
If Caitlin Clark had taken that money, I think there would have been a lot of people that would have judged her negatively. That like, why are you grandstanding? I think that she made the right call.
And then the guys.
You think so?
Yes. I think that there would have been a lot. What is she doing here? It's just a money grab. I think that she made the right decision.
And then how do the guys play her? Like, if they're super aggressive, which, are they just playing basketball because the Big Three, they get very aggressive. How does that look on, these guys are being physical with her? Just there's too much that can go on in a negative aspect of if she goes along that line.
This is Honey Badger from the Twitch chat. You can watch this show on Twitch every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Hello, Honey Badger.
Good morning, show. I'm going to do something I not normally do, and I'm going to agree with Wiggy. Okay. We already saw that the drama brings ears and eyes with the UFC, with the early days of, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, and stuff like that. Now you have Amanda Nunes. So the drama does bring eyes in the storylines.
Well, they better continue that then with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark when it comes to the WNBA.
Can't really do that, though.
They need better script writers.
Yeah. Can't really do that in the WNBA. That's going to be the hottest thing about it because it was all the drama of it. And this was here you had this unbelievably talented LSU team, and then you had this unbelievably talented Iowa team who was led by a white girl that was absolutely tearing up college basketball. And then it was the ring, it was the John Cena can you see me, and then it became black and white, and then it was the White House, and then it was this, and it was all this other stuff, and then you can't duplicate that. And that's going to be the hottest thing.
But Wiggy, you're right, that's what separated it, was the crossover a year ago that laid the foundation. Portnoy tweeted something about Angel Reese. He got dragged.
Oh, we called her thugs. Or maybe it was like the thugs and this. So
whatever it was. Yeah. It was everybody everywhere had to have an opinion on Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark. And that's what the last year gave us, which was a whole buildup where there was a huge crossover.
Right, and you brought up Bird and Magic, and that was the greatest ever of basketball. But that doesn't work if it's Magic and Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Or if it's Magic and Jordan.
Or if it's, Larry and Stockton.
Yeah, because it's Bird, the white player of the savior of basketball.
And then Magic Johnson.
And Magic, the black player who they met in college. And then that was the element of that whole drama that really turned the NBA upside down.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have that in the WNBA.
All right, on a news note, is there something going on with the blue line? I just heard from my incredible daughter, Julia Hill, and apparently we may not be able to go on our father-daughter walk today because the blue line is unoperational or something?
Well, service,
I know this is weird, a problem with the MBTA.
Yeah, service changes begin today for track work. Mm-hmm. So what is
so
today,
the whole
17th?
Blue line is down?
Well, shuttle buses replace service between Maverick and Wonderland the 17th to the 19th. And then the 20th to the 28th, shuttle buses replace service between the airport.
All right, so
well, good news, Boston. Today, Brian Sweat was announced as Boston's brand new environment czar. So he'll get on this. He'll make sure that everybody can take the tea. God knows what he makes. I don't want to find out.
Oh, boy, more bike lanes.
The Boston's first new climate officer. Aren't we bleeding cash?
I bet he makes more than Caitlin Clark.
Oh, my God. Now that is something that offends me.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sorry, this is going to be a problem because Courtney and I are distracted by breaking developments in the Karen Reed trial. So, sorry. It's going to happen every single day. How long until it's obnoxious? Or is it already?
No, it will never be.
What is our official correspondent, Ted Daniel, reporting right now from Norfolk District Court in Dedham?
Started about 33 minutes ago. They were back underway. But then Yannetti, who works on the Karen Reed side,
the defense attorney,
he asked to speak at the podium. He said there are issues, including a, quote, serious one he needs to raise.
Ooh, serious issue that he needs to raise?
Yep.
Oh, I love legal strategy, Curtis. I love it.
Greg, serious issue that they need to raise?
Yes.
That's how my parents referred to me.
Okay, do we know what it is yet?
We do not. Judge asked for both sides at sidebar.
She said
she didn't have any motions in front of her. It appears that the defense wants to raise something that's being discussed privately now. Mm. He then 1 minute ago tweeted, it appears the issue will not be discussed in open court. They had a lengthy discussion at sidebar.
Sidebar. I love a good sidebar.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing
know.
When
could
the defense
good,
is raising
wiggy.
It?
I don't know.
You know what my favorite thing about this case is that usually it's the weather. Everybody here is an expert on the weather. Obviously, I'm the only expert. But now everybody has a law degree on Karen Reed.
An issue that got him raised, but this is just something. It's very irrelevant to the overall case.
I know this much because I watched Ted Daniel.
I'm hoping that they're done with jury selection today, and then we can get to the meat of the matter
yeah.
and get to the actual
trial.
Yeah,
let's get into the evidence.
Get into it. Let's see. This is Zombie. Oh, speaking of Twitch, another caller from Twitch. Hello, Zombie.
How are you guys?
What's up?
Not much, not much. I just wanted to give a quick Caitlin Clark take.
Yeah.
Where basically, I think she's a lot like Curtis, where she's going to make pennies for salary, but those Drake cake endorsements, you know what I mean? Like, that's what that money
oh,
is.
Yeah.
Amen. No, great point.
I mean.
Exactly. They, and I think that the NBA, they have to take this opportunity to invest into Caitlin Clark, because if the revenue for the league raises, won't it kind of spread out to the other players too eventually? I mean, I know they're operating in a negative, but,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, I think theoretically that's the rising tide raises all mm-hmm. boats theory, and theoretically mm-hmm. we'll see what happens. I wish that
Hey, I'll see you guys in Springfield, by the way. I will see you in Springfield.
Okay. Springfield Roadshow. What's the date of that, Courtney? By any chance, do you know off the top of your head?
Isn't it like in June?
June.
It's June what? Oh,
7th?
June
6th or something like that?
It is June 7th.
All right,
nailed
Wiggy,
it.
Nailed it. All right. So that is at the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I wish that there were a WNBA team that played in Boston.
That'd be cool.
Although I think we should go to Mohegan.
Okay.
I'm calling it. Like uh-huh. a Connecticut Roadshow.
Uh-huh.
There's been a demand for a Connecticut Roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
We should do one around the time that they play.
That'd be interesting.
When I'd go.
I enjoy, not like a diehard, but I enjoy women's basketball.
We go down there, mm-hmm. go to the game the night
yep.
before. Watch her play and,
yep.
and then see what happens.
Wow. The Fever come to town quick. May 14th.
May 14th.
Yeah.
Might be hard to squeeze it in during
oh, wow.
traditional roadshow season.
Yeah.
That's the only time they come to town?
Well, that's the
first
time.
I think it's a couple times.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say.
Then they're back June 10th.
Okay. Right. That might work. All right. We got to go.
June 10th, I think we're at the Beachcomber.
Oh, yeah. No. We cannot. Nothing must interfere with. Arguably the greatest road show in the history of road shows. That in Wellfleet at the Beachcomber.
Oh. Oh. The best day of the year.
Night before at the Woodshed. Wow. All right, road show's right around the corner. We're coming to see you in Brattleboro, Vermont a week from Friday, but we're back here tomorrow morning at 6. On the show tomorrow, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And his first 30 seconds of...
It'll be about Caitlin Clark.
It'll be something.
Yes.
You'll never know what it is with Mike.
Yep.
It'll be something interesting and funny.
We never know what it is because it's dumped out of by Shime every time. also, Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow, some are wondering whether he will be the very first chief baseball officer / reliever to ever play in Major League Baseball. Curtis. All right.
Oh, what a day.
Question.
By the way, great tweet from Chris Mason about this Belichick situation.
Hurry up, we're late.
Yep.
All of this fallout is why the, quote, mutual parting of ways, unquote, eyewash is so unnecessary. That press conference looks so stupid in hindsight.
It does. You're right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Gresham Foyer next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.